Okay, so I'm sorry for the later than usual start. And I'm sorry for the late notice that we were having a late start. We're starting a new limud, a new volume of Beyond Dar Kecha. We were working on the volume on the Yomim Noraim and Elul before Yom Tov. And we got through some good pieces there. And now I think for the winter, at least, well, maybe until close to Pesach, we're going to focus on a new volume. I think it's the original volume of Beyond Darkecha. It's called Beyond Darkecha Darche Avodah L'maaseh. And it's a volume that collects various topics in practical Avodah. From Avas Yisrael to Bittul to Emunah and Tshuva and Tefillah and et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to start with the introduction. And then from there, we might jump around from topic to topic a little bit. We'll see what people want to do. Okay. So, as I mentioned earlier, though, I don't have a PDF of this sefer available. I posted in the WhatsApp group a link to be able to order it for anyone who wants to have a copy of it. While there are PDFs available online for most of the Beyond Darkechas, even if they are slightly different versions than the actual printed hard copy, they're basically the same. I've never found a PDF version of this volume, which is unfortunate. So we're going to learn it, but anyone who wants to be able to follow inside should probably order a hard copy. Okay, so we are on page Gimel. We're going to start from page Gimel. This is the preface, the introduction to the Sefer, and the chapter is titled Hatainug Ba'avoda. The issue or the topic is pleasure, enjoyment in avoda, in spiritual practice and spiritual work. That's the topic of the entire chapter. And it's a fundamental introduction to the entire book, really, itself, because it builds a lot of the foundational ideas that he's going to then go on to build on and discuss in other parts of the book. Okay, so we'll just start from the beginning. It says, HaTorah HaKadosha, Mar Beledaber, Al Inyan Hatayneg Bavodas Hashem Yitzbarach. The Torah, he says, spends a lot of time talking about the issue of enjoying Avodas Hashem, of enjoying, of finding enjoyment, of gaining a pleasure and enjoyment out of Avodas Hashem. V'yomeres, the Torah says, Tamu u'ra'u, ki tov Hashem. It says in Tehillim, taste and you will see that Hashem is good. And it says in Yeshayahu, Az Tis'aneg al Hashem, and then I gained enjoyment, I found pleasure in or on Hashem. And it says also in Yeshayahu, Shimu Shemoa Eli, listen to me, Va'achu Tov, and you'll eat well. V'tis'na'eg b'deshen nafshechem, and you'll find pleasure in your souls. And in Mishlei, of course, it says, Derecheha Darchei Noam, that's a pasuk everyone is familiar with. Derecheha Darchei Noam, that the ways of the Torah, the ways of Hashem, are pleasant and enjoyable. And the truth is that we ask, we pray on this, we say this in tefillah every single day. We ask to find enjoyment in Avodas Hashem. That you should help make the words of Torah pleasurable, enjoyable for us. So we're seeking enjoyment, right? There's a mistake that's made, right? That if you're enjoying it, you're doing it wrong, or if you're not enjoying it, or if it's hard or unpleasant, then it's just a sign that it's good hard work, and that that's how it's supposed to be. And he's saying not. He's saying Avodas Hashem, spirituality, Judaism, is supposed to be enjoyable rather than unenjoyable. Kikach ha'hanah v'hatayinug, he says, the power of enjoyment and pleasure, Shashem Yisbarach nasan b'nefesh ha'adam, that Hashem had put into the human soul. This is a fundamental, a foundational core idea in Avodas Hashem, right? The fact that we are hardwired deep, 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 deep down to enjoy what we do, to enjoy Avodas Hashem, to need pleasure, to need it, to need to find enjoyment, to need to find satisfaction. That in and of itself is a fundamental principle for understanding what Avodas Hashem is all about, right? And that's a true reality about how we function. We are drawn, he'll talk about this more later on, but we're drawn to things that we enjoy. We're repulsed by things that we don't enjoy. We don't like pain. We do like pleasure. In that sense, we're not so different than animals. We can do challenging things that may not be immediately enjoyable in every single way. But the reason we do them is because deep down there's a deeper level of enjoyment because we can appreciate delayed gratification and things like that. But it boils down to, at the end of the day, that we need to enjoy things in order to move towards them. And things that we don't find any enjoyment or value in, we move away from. And that, of course, if it is that way, that means that it is the Ratzon Hashem, that's the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it is intended to be, because nothing is other than the way it's intended to be. Shiyalanu simcha v'tainuv hamisya mahis yachdus. That it is God's will, it is Hashem's will, it's intended that we should find pleasure, joy, enjoyment, happiness from unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umeavodaso, and from Avodas Hashem, from spiritual activity, from spiritual work, from spiritual practice. Rakach itzuras havodah, and this in particular, only this pleasurable activity, pleasurable work, pleasurable Avodas Hashem, things that are enjoyable to us, that is the only proper form of Avodas Hashem. It's a fascinating thing he's suggesting, but he's telling us that enjoyable Avodas Hashem is the only proper and appropriate kind of Avodas Hashem. There's all kinds of Avodas Hashem, and there's Avodas Hashem that you can be miserable in. There's religious observance that can make you miserable. But the only true proper Avodas Hashem is the enjoyable type. He has a long footnote here, footnote B, that's worth getting into. That's worth getting into. It's important because he just made this big claim, right? This big claim that the only proper kind of Avodas Hashem is Avodas Hashem that we find pleasure in. And that he elaborates on in the footnote. He says in the footnote, "Kamosha Herech Hamatzilas Yesharim beperek Yutes," and this is a point that the Matzilas Yesharim spends time on in Perek Yutes, Perek 19 of the Matzilas Yesharim. Unfortunately, like when we learn Matzilas Yesharim in Yeshiva, no one really makes it past chapter 5 or 6 or 7 or something like that. And I remember my own Rebbeim in Yeshiva saying that the later chapters, though, we don't learn those. Those are too high. Those are too sophisticated. Those are too otherworldly. They talk about Kedusha and Tahara and Ruach HaKodesh, and we don't touch those. But that's not true. We do touch them. There's no reason not to touch them. And so this is pulled from chapter Yud Tes, from Perek Yud Tes. He says as follows, "V'hineh Yishal HaShoel," Matzilas Yesharim says, someone might ask, right? A questioning person would ask, "Halo noda shetzarach la'avod lishma." We know from so many sources that you're supposed to serve Hashem. You're supposed to practice Judaism, Torah, lishma. You're supposed to do it for its own sake, whatever exactly that means. But like we say in Pirkei Avos, you should serve like a servant that doesn't want to receive reward for what they do. And the Gemara says that someone who is oved shelo lishma, it's better that they were never born, and it's better to do things lishma. Even if you do them shelo lishma, it's really just because through doing them shelo lishma, you get to lishma. So it's important to do things lishma. And what does that mean? Dahayinu l'shem Hashem Yisbarach. You're doing it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing it for God, so to speak. Rather than for some other ulterior motive. You're not doing it in order to search out enjoyable pleasures and things like that, something for yourself. And so you could ask, right, how is it possible that we can set up enjoyment as a fundamental principle, necessary principle of Avodas Hashem? Then somebody who is serving in order to receive pleasure, in order to enjoy, it's like they are serving shelo lishma. So how does it make any sense for us to say that the whole core idea of Avodas Hashem is pleasure, is enjoyment, and at the same time we know this fundamental idea that avoda is supposed to be lishma, and all avoda shelo lishma should only just be a stepping stone for shelo lishma. Will be our inyan, and the explanation is as follows: Shehavoda shelo lishma hi kasher adam ma'arev devarim chitzoniyim b'sivas avodaso. What is avoda shelo lishma? It's an important thing to understand. What does it mean when we say you're doing something shelo lishma? You're doing a mitzvah shelo lishma. What it means is that you are mixing up outside considerations as the reason for why you're doing something. I'm doing it in order to accomplish this, which is not a self-contained concern or interest of Torah and Avodas Hashem. I'm doing it for money. I'm doing it for kavod. I'm doing it for this. I'm doing it for that. Ube'emes, im adam oved kedela hargish tainig. If a person is engaged in spiritual practices in order to feel pleasure, to enjoy themselves, this too, at a relatively high level, is considered shelo lishma, right? I mean, that's better than, right? Avodas Hashem in order to make money is certainly shelo lishma. Avodas Hashem in order to fluff my own ego is certainly shelo lishma. Avodas Hashem in order to receive some kind of personal, selfish, physical, or material benefit is certainly shelo lishma. But he's saying that even if I am able to move beyond that level of shelo lishma, and now I'm seeking out something deeper, something more spiritual out of my avodas Hashem. Maybe I'm seeking to achieve religious spiritual enlightenment. Maybe I'm seeking to achieve Torah knowledge from it. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. And that's not a terrible thing to desire. That's why I learned Torah in order to be a Talmud Chacham. Right, that's, I guess that's better than learning Torah in order to get honor from people or money from people. And nevertheless, he's saying, right, as long as I'm doing it in order to achieve something else, I'm using Avodas Hashem as a means to a further end, whatever that end might be, even if it's a spiritual end, that is still a form of shelo lishma. It's a higher form of shelo lishma, and you sort of have to climb up the ladder. So you start at the very bottom, and I daven for a candy, and then I daven for I get a little bit more sophisticated, and I daven for parnasa, recognizing that parnasa is in the hands of Hashem. So I daven for it. That's a little bit better of a shelo lishma, a higher level of shelo lishma, right? And then I daven for the health of my family, and then I daven for world peace, right? So I'm abstracting more and more away from myself, but it's still things that I want, that I'm doing ultimately because I want it. It brings me satisfaction to have these things. They're more altruistic, but they're still a form of shelo lishma. Ki gam la'avod kedei lizaneg, and therefore, avodas Hashem, in order to enjoy avodas Hashem, in order to enjoy the experience of avodas Hashem, davening in order to have a positive davening experience, nechshav ka'oved b'shil sivas chitzonis. That is like serving, that's like engaging in a spiritual practice for some outside reason, motivated by some outside concern. Vilua oved lishma. And a person that is oved lishma, that engages in spiritual practices for its own sake, matarasu hi rak lismach es Hashem yitzbarach. There, the purpose, the intent, the function of the avoda is simply to make God happy, so to speak, right? We can't really speak of making God happy or not happy or anything like that, but so to speak, the purpose of doing it is not for me. The purpose of doing it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, this is, for example, what the Baal HaSulam talks about. We'll get into this hopefully next week when we start a shiur on the Baal HaSulam's introduction to the Zohar. But the Baal HaSulam talks about how the fundamental purpose of all avodah and the kind of space within which spiritual growth takes place is the ability to slowly, little by little, shift one's perspective from somebody who receives goodness from God for the sake of receiving it for themselves, a taking, to someone who takes and receives in order to give. Right? So a similar idea is playing out over here, where the idea of lishma is the goal of lishma, the reason why I do things is not for me. It's not for my parnasa, it's not for my family, it's not for my neighborhood, it's not for all Yisrael, it's not for my country, it's not for the whole world, et cetera, although those are gradually better levels because they're less connected to my own ego and my own insecurity and my own needs. And so those are higher and higher levels of shelo lishma. But the purpose of my avoda is to give something, purely to give, not because I get anything out of it, but purely to give, l'smach es Hashem yisbarach, and to grow close to him, v'lo kedei lasanig, and not in order to enjoy. And meaning, at the highest level, what this means is that I do what I do simply because that's how it works, and that's what I'm told to do, and that's the way I become close to God. That's how I align myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a whole other discussion, what that means to become close, but let's just say, for argument's sake, for right now, it means to align the kind of person I am with the kind of thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, or the kind of characteristic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays. I'm aligning myself more with that, makes me closer to Hashem, and maybe I'll enjoy it, maybe I won't enjoy it. Sometimes I'll enjoy it, sometimes I won't enjoy it. Sometimes it will be a fantastic experience. Sometimes it won't be a fantastic experience. Sometimes davening is great. I daven and I feel fantastic afterwards. I feel spiritually fulfilled. I feel lighter. I feel enlightened and whatever. And sometimes I don't, because the davening experience was not great. I don't feel like I got anything out of it. I don't think I grew through it. It didn't flow properly or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. At a high level of shelo lishma, I daven because Hashem wants me to daven right now. Why I feel positive about the davening sometimes and why I feel negative about the davening other times, that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, not on my cheshbon. But I do it anyway. And that's shelo, that's lishma. Ella, however, Shebepoel, in practice, Mahus Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, he, the form, the essence, the essential character of Avodas Hashem is Shehi Matuka V'yesh Batayno. The essential character of Avodas Hashem is that it is sweet and it is enjoyable. V'zeh Atzmo Kavanas V'rotzon Hashem Yisbarach, and that in and of itself is the will of HaKadosh Baruch. That's how Hashem set it up. She'adam Yis'aneg Elav, that a person will enjoy this. Kamosha Kasav the Tisaneg Al Hashem. As the Torah says, that you should enjoy, you should find, take pleasure through or on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So it's true, I don't always experience that pleasure. Or for whatever reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me feeling pleasure at the moment through my Avodas Hashem. And there are reasons for that, and those are discussed extensively later in this chapter. There are reasons for that. But at its core, the whole nature, the built-in essential nature of Avodas Hashem is that it's enjoyable. True Avodas Hashem is that it's enjoyable. V'oved lo tainug domeh la'av shenasan matana me'aneges libno v'aben omer ani And someone who serves without any enjoyment is like a father that gives a gift to their son in order to have their son enjoy the gift. And their son says, I don't really like the gift. Ani mitzarat me, from my perspective, eini nene me'amatan. I don't really care for this gift. I don't enjoy this gift that you gave me. Va'ani mishtamesh ba rakadeh l'smach es ava. And I am just using it. I'm taking the gift and I'm using the gift just to make dad happy. Right? I want to make you happy, and that's why I'm using the gift, but I don't really like the gift. Shemitzad echad, on the one hand, be'emes yafa shehu choshev al aviv. On the one hand, it's very nice that he is considerate towards his father. Aval mitznat sheni, but on the other hand, hare mataraso shel av, the whole purpose, the whole goal of the father is shehiya ben yana, the whole purpose of that the father got the gift for, so that the son should enjoy the gift. Bezuhi simchaso amitis, that's what the father wants, right? That's what the father enjoys. Pretending to like the gift is not what the father wants, right? A good father doesn't want their child to pretend to want the gift. They want the child to actually enjoy the gift. And if you don't enjoy the gift, then don't enjoy it. What's the point? I don't want you to fake it. I want you to genuinely enjoy, because I enjoy you actually enjoying, not giving you giving me the false impression that you're enjoying the gift that I gave you. And therefore, if the son is not enjoying the gift, who machtias hamatari? He's messing up. The son is messing up the whole point of the gift, right? By not enjoying it. And more so, the gift itself is enjoyable. If we're talking about Avodas Hashem, the Torah testifies to us, and let's assume that we're starting with the assumption that if the Torah says it, it is true, that means that the gift is indeed enjoyable. So how could it possibly be that I'm using the gift properly? I'm actually engaged with the gift. I'm using the gift the way it's supposed to be used. How can it be that I'm not enjoying it? The gift is enjoyable. If the gift is enjoyable, then I am enjoying. I have to be enjoying. If I'm not enjoying, he's going to say, if I'm not enjoying, that means I'm not using the gift properly. It might look like I'm using the gift. Other people might tell me this is how to use the gift. But if I'm not enjoying the gift, and I'm not finding satisfaction, joy, and pleasure in the gift, in Avodas Hashem, then what I'm doing might look like Avodas Hashem, and it might spell like Avodas Hashem, and other people might say it's Avodas Hashem, but it can't possibly be Avodas Hashem, because the Torah testifies to us that actual Avodas Hashem is enjoyable. Ela, haderech hanachonihi, the proper way is sheyena. The proper way is that you should enjoy Avodas Hashem. Aval yomar, but you should say to yourself, you should appreciate and say to yourself, ha'ikr etzli masha ava samach ben hanasi. What's important to me is that my father should enjoy the fact that I'm enjoying. V'zeh yoser yakar li masha hanasi mitzad atzma. And that's much more important to me than the fact that I enjoy it itself. I enjoy it because it's a byproduct of doing it. It is an enjoyable thing. So of course, I can't help but enjoy it. And the fact that it's supposed to be and is enjoyable is a good metric by which I can figure out whether I'm actually doing it or not. Because if I'm not enjoying, maybe what I'm doing is not really the right thing. Because if I'm doing it right, I should be enjoying. But the enjoyment that I get out of it is not the point. That's not the reason I'm doing it. The reason I'm doing it is so that my Father in heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should enjoy the fact that I'm enjoying. So I'm enjoying, right? This is again back to the Bala Sulam's idea. This is me taking, receiving a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to give something back. I'm receiving almanas lashvos. I'm being makabel something. I'm receiving the gift. I'm receiving enjoyment, but not for me. I'm receiving enjoyment in order to flip that enjoyment, in order that my receiving something actually reverberates and rebounds to provide enjoyment back to the other person or back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. V'asimen ha-pashut, the sign for this is ha'im haya maskin lichanes la'avoda im lo haya batayna. The sign of whether you're doing it this way is if whether you're willing to enter into Avodas Hashem if you're not going to enjoy it. Shem eno maskin, if you're not going to agree to engage in Avodas Hashem that you don't enjoy, that just shows that you're doing it for the enjoyment, you're not doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a form of Shelo Lishma. Now again, as he said before, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's a high level of Shelo Lishma, and it's a good stepping stone for things beyond that. But if there's a question in your mind that I'm going to daven because I get something out of davening, well, if I don't get anything out of davening, would I still be doing it? If the answer is no, or maybe not, or I'm not so sure, it depends what else I have going on, then that's a good indication that there's more work to do here. And this is similar to the idea, again, that it says in Pirkei Avos, that true ahava is ahava she'ena taluya b'davar, is love that's not dependent on something else, right? This is avodas Hashem that's dependent on something else. My avodas Hashem is dependent on whether or not I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Well, that's fine, but it's not true lasting avodas Hashem, because sometimes you're not going to enjoy, and as soon as the enjoyment goes away, the avodas Hashem goes away. The avodas Hashem hinged on the fact that I'm enjoying myself. But when I'm willing to engage in the Avodas Hashem, even when I don't enjoy it, because it's a ahava she'ena taluya beloved bedavar, it's ahava, it's Hashem, it's a love and a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not dependent on what I get out of it. It's not dependent on anything else. Then it's always going to be there, and I'm going to be committed to it, even through difficult times where it doesn't seem to be giving me what I expect out of it. If you're willing to enter into avodah, even when you know in advance that it's not going to be so fun, it's not going to be enjoyable, and certainly if you agree and you're willing to engage in avodah Hashem, even though you know in advance that you're going to experience the opposite of time, that you're going to experience pain and difficulty through that avodah, that's a sign that what you're doing has a significant level. There's no such thing as perfection, but it has a significant level of lishma in within it. And as soon as you're doing that, you realize that there's further levels of lishma to get at also, so there's more growth to do. But it's a sign that what you're doing is lishma. And your purpose, your goal in doing this thing and engaging in this spiritual practice and that avoda is simply to provide nachas ruach to your creator. Okay, that's the foot. Back to the main text. Okay. And based on this, if a person is not having any
Wait,
hana, not
Rabbi Paul, can
having,
I just ask a quick question?
please.
So, what did he say? I mean, this is from the Maaseiach Sharm, or is he saying based
This
on
is
Maaseiach
him.
Sharm?
This is him. This is him explaining something based on Maaseiach Sharm. And Maaseiach Sharm talks about it at length, but this is a kind of his summary of that discussion.
Right.
Not a
Because
word for word.
it's. Well, first of all, the mashal he used, it's complex. I mean, I understand what he's trying to get out of it with the father and the son, but if the son takes the gift from the father, he's doing the right thing, right? But Hashem knows everything that we're feeling and thinking. So, meaning there's no lo lishma with an actual father, with a human father, right? Because like with Hashem, it's always there's. Oh, he's always going to find something that's shelo lishma. Because I was just thinking, because I'm a recent Baal Tshuva, I call myself, and basically, there's times when I go to davening and I feel good and things are going well in general. Nothing's ever perfect as life. So, the times when things are harder for me, and I don't want. There's two ways. There's I'm so tired. I don't want to. I don't want to go to Marv right now because I'm comfortable. And I'm in a lot of pain. I don't mean like physical pain, like emotional pain or something hard happened. So I remember the times that I did things which I would consider shalol lishma, because it's very easy to daven if you're in that frame of mind. If you go every day, right? It's easy to go then. So it's the times when you have to remember the shalol lishma, quote unquote, times. That even if I go now, I know that I have the ability to feel even better or feel no real shalom lishma with Avodas Hashem. Right? He started off saying, and not in the foot, he started off saying that everything, Avodas Hashem should be sweet, which in and itself is saying it's not really shalom lishma. I'm sorry, lishma, because if you get to the point where it's sweet, it's not really. But Hashem is saying, no, if you do it lishma, you'll get to the point where it's so beautiful. Anyways, how is that lishma?
Right.
I'm not trying to get too in the weeds. I'm just.
No, it's not. It's not too. It's not too in the weeds. I apologize. You're like breaking up a little bit as you were talking, but I think I got the gist of it. So
Okay, sorry.
but I think what you're describing is exactly the point, right? So when like So use the example you said, right? So like you go to Marv when you're not feeling it, because this is an opportunity to do it lishma, right? Meaning, yesterday I went to Marv because I was feeling spiritually, emotionally, whatever, good. So I felt like I was in a good place, and I felt connected to God. So I went and I did it because I felt it felt good to do it. And now I and I had a good experience in Marv. Today I'm not going to have a good experience in Marv. I'm miserable and I'm whatever. I'm distracted and so on and so forth. And the reason I go to Marv now is because this gives me an opportunity to now do it more lishma than yesterday because I'm not going to enjoy it.
So you almost you need the show. First of all, you need the Shelo Lishma times, or the times that felt good, in order to motivate you for when it's not good, because you know there's something in it for you that you can go to Maariv or Shacharis or whatever tefillah it is, and it's hard, but you know that you might get that same feeling again, and Hashem is giving that to you regardless. He doesn't care whether you're doing it Lishma or Shelo Lishma.
Okay, so that's a higher level of that's more lishma than just doing it, right? Doing it because I know I'm gonna put a quarter in the gumball machine and it's gonna turn out a gumball for me, right? I know it's gonna feel good, so I do it. That's, I guess, a low level of lishma. I mean, it's, I guess,
I just
it's.
think that mitoch shelo lishma balishma is not what we think it is. It's not let's pay the kids to go to night theater and then they're going to enjoy it and want to go. It's let's pay them to get there in order. Like there's no real lishma if
No,
you
there's
look at
never
it.
real lishma. There's only relative lishma,
Right,
right?
exactly. That's what I'm trying to
That's
say.
exactly the
So
point. Yes,
it's a
right? So,
beautiful thing, is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to like quantify it for myself.
No, you're expanding what he's saying, I think, very, very correctly, right? So yesterday's shelo lishma, excuse me, yesterday's lishma becomes today's shelo lishma, meaning what yesterday I went to Maariv because going to Maariv felt good, right? That means that's shelo lishma. Going to Maariv is shelo lishma, and lishma relative to that is going to Maariv even if it doesn't feel good. So today, when I go to Maariv, even though it doesn't feel good, but I'm doing so because now I know that I have an opportunity to do lishma. That means I'm getting something out of it, right? I'm getting the opportunity for me to do something lishma, and oh, that feels good, right?
And
That's
then when you
right
go to
on.
Maariv when it's hard, one time after Maariv, you felt better because you, whatever, you davened and you felt like you did better. Then the next time you remember that. So it just keeps kind of building on itself.
Exactly. So then incrementally I can I'm moving up, I'm peeling back layers of shelo lishma. But every time I peel back a layer, right? Every time I peel back a layer of self-interest or self-serving in my avodas Hashem, to get at a level that involves less ego and is more selfless and more God-focused and less me-focused, what I discover is now I'm doing it for me, but on a more on a more subtle level for me.
But it's
Right.
funny because the opposite way applies too. I feel more guilt and shame if I don't go, because I'm like, I know I feel better. I know it's like, oh, I should work out, because I'll feel better. And not that I remember, it's been a while, but like, oh, after I work out, I feel so good. And then when you don't actually do it, you almost beat yourself up for it, which is the opposite of I know the way, Rev Morgenstern wants us to feel. I know that's other parts of this, but yeah.
That's very good. Very, very good. Okay, so then ein la adam hana ba'avodaso. So now if a person doesn't enjoy any of their avoda, but who osa osa mitoch chiyuv bilvad, right? So here's the opposite, right? So now I don't feel, right? So you might say, based on what we were saying, okay, it's fantastic. If I don't feel any enjoyment in my avoda, that's the best thing in the world because now I can really, really do it lishma. So first of all, like based on what you just said, that's not true, right? Because even when I don't feel anything, I'm still going to be finding some angle, perhaps a more subtle one, but some angle of self-interest, which is part going to be the driver that gets me to do the thing that I'm doing. But aside from that, if I don't feel any hana in my avoda, v'hu oso so mitoch chiyuv bilvad, and I'm only doing it simply because I'm obligated, I must. Otherwise, I get hit with lightning bolts. Otherwise, I'm going to burn in hell or whatever it is. I have to do it, and that's why I'm doing it. But I don't get anything for me out of it. Hu doma lemisha kibel matanas miuchadas. This is like someone who receives a special gift. Vu klal enu chafetz ban. They don't want that gift at all. Ela shu misametz lishtamish ba. But they're forced. They force themselves to use it. In order to honor the person, the giver, to honor the person who gave them the gift, right? So you give me a gift that I have zero interest in. I won't want it at all. I don't enjoy it at all. I force myself to accept it. I force myself to use it without any enjoyment, just to honor and give some respect to the person who gave it to me, right? When Bobby gives you awful itchy socks, for Hanukkah or something like that. That's where, that's, right, that's the metaphor. Lenosein, aside from the fact that in truth this is just a bizayon for the giver, right? You're doing something insulting to the giver, right? You're acting incredibly dishonestly and not engaging with the giver on fair terms by saying, they gave you a gift and saying, no, this is not my thing. Thank you so much, but I don't really want it, and I respect you enough to treat you honestly, rather than lie to your face and act as if I like the get and wear the socks. Aside from that, Zebe'ikr Megala, this also essentially reveals, it shows, Shahamakaba lo be'emes yodea mahu kibo. It shows, with respect to Avodas Hashem at least, that the recipient of the gift doesn't really understand what they've received at all. Kimahaya yodea eich enunanimize. Because if they knew what they were getting, how could they possibly not enjoy it? Right? So meaning, if I'm not enjoying my avodas Hashem, if I'm doing it because I have to, not because I get something enjoyable out of it, not because it's wonderful and enjoyable, but I force myself to do it because I must do it, that not only is insulting to God, so to speak. I can't insult God, but from my perspective, it's me acting in an insulting way towards God, because I'm not being honest in that relationship. But beyond that, it also demonstrates that I don't really appreciate what I have, right? Because I think that the thing that I have is something unpleasant that I have to force myself. I have to force myself to eat the broccoli, right? If you understood what it was, really. You would enjoy it. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, because as the pasuk says, I've given you a good gift, a good acquisition. HaTorah v'avodas Hashem yitzbarach heim metukim midvash v'nofes sukin. Torah and avodas Hashem is sweeter than honey and dripping honeycombs, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "V'im Adam eno margish es en." If you don't feel that that's the case, ze mora sheyesh lo eizot tos b'derech. That's demonstrating that there's some mistake in how you're approaching it. That's a core idea as well. That's a fundamental idea. There's a footnote on this as well that I want to. It's a very long footnote, it's a long footnote, but probably we should do it, and that we'll end with that for tonight. But he's saying something very, very powerful. He's saying that if you're not feeling enjoyment in Avodas Hashem, then the thing that you're doing is probably not actually Avodas Hashem. Fascinating idea, right? Pleasure, enjoyment, because the Torah testifies to us that it is enjoyable. If you're not enjoying it, genuinely not enjoying it, right? Deep down, you're getting nothing out of it. There's no connection to it. There's no enjoyment out of it. It doesn't make it's no positivity, positive impact on your life. Then the thing you're engaging can't possibly actually be true Avodas Hashem, true Torah. It must be off. It must be fake Torah. It must be some other thing masquerading as Torah. It might look like Torah on the outside, but it's not actually Torah, because if it was actually Torah, you'd be enjoying it. So says the Torah, you would be enjoying it. Okay, so here's a footnote. He expands on this idea in the footnote, and it's fascinating and important. He says, "Umnam, however," in footnote Gimel, he says, "Umnam, however, Zeb Bor Shatsaruch La'avod Gam B'Derach Shel Kabbalah. It's true. It's obvious that we also need to engage in Avodas Hashem from the perspective of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, right? Taking on the yoke of heaven, as we say. Imharbe Amal V'Yegiyah, which involves a lot of work and a lot of effort. Ule Hasmid B'Avoda Gam Imargish Choshech. And we have to double down and be committed to Avodas Hashem, even when we feel darkness, right? Meaning, Avodas Hashem, in other words, is not always fun and games, not always unicorns, butterflies, and rainbows. It's not always enjoyable in that sense. Okay. And when it's not enjoyable, that doesn't mean we just toss in the towel and walk away. Ki kishe'en hargeshes or v'tainen, because when we're not feeling light and enjoyment, or in time when we're not connecting with it and getting that filling up that way and enjoying that connection. In those situations, the only thing to do is to engage in Avodas Hashem from the perspective of I've got to do it because I'm obligated. It can't be, and it's not allowed, that my temporary feelings determine what I'm supposed to do, right? Feelings are feelings, and feelings are good indicators of things, but my feelings don't determine what's right and what's wrong and what I should do or what I shouldn't do. I should pay attention to them, but they're not the sole determiners of what's right and wrong or what I should do. If I listen to my feelings change every 3.5 seconds. So it's impossible to have any kind of steadiness, and the things that they're telling me can't possibly be sort of the totality of a fundamental basis for how I'm supposed to live. Kiteva hargasha sa'ar, the nature of how we feel spiritual light, shehubah v'nelam. The nature of spirituality, of spiritual experience, is that it comes and it goes. It's here and then it's hidden. Ki tainug shenimtza kol hazman lo margishim oso kiroi. Because when we enjoy something all the time, when we're always enjoying, then we're never really enjoying. Ukugon adam sheker, shekarlo, like a person, like a man, like a person who is cold. Vuhu magia lemakom mechumam, and he comes to a warm place. Hana also. His enjoyment out of the warmth that he's found is much, much greater than the person who never left the warmth and never experienced any cold before. Right? A fish can't experience the enjoyment of jumping into a cool pool on a hot summer day because it lives in the cool pool all the time and it knows nothing different. Right, so the nature of spirituality, because the whole metric of spirituality, the whole system of spirituality, partly is a expression of the idea of chok hatov lehetiv. It's part of the built-in fabric of the entire way that everything functions, is to provide us with opportunities to receive goodness. So we can't receive goodness if we're always receiving goodness, because then there's no goodness, because there's no alternative to goodness. It's just reality as is. There's no ups, there's no downs. That means there are no ups. V'lachein, and therefore, ha'or l'fa'amim ne'elam. That is why sometimes the experience of spiritual life, the experience of pleasure out of Avodas Hashem, sometimes it's hidden. K'dei she'tia tzifia ilav, so that we'll have an expectation for it to return. We know what it's like. We've been there before. And we know it's fantastic and wonderful and enjoyable. And now it's not here. So I look forward to it and hope to have it again. And then I'll have renewed, excellent, wonderful tainug, wonderful enjoyment and pleasure when it comes back. And that's how I'm able to have experiences of joy. And nothing's better than having an experience of joy, right? But I can't have experiences of joy if I'm only ever having experiences of joy. It wouldn't be joy. It would just be normal, just be life. It would be boring and level. And therefore, the nature of this stuff is that it comes and it goes. V'lachein, and therefore, pashut, it's obvious. Shegamim eino matzliach lahasigas hatainug, even if you're not successful in grasping pleasure in avodas Hashem, lo yaniach hasavadas. So that doesn't mean that immediately you should just put it aside and run away. Ella, rather, yamtin. You should wait ad sheyiftechu lo min hashamayim, until things open up for you again, right? Because they've been open up for you before. You davened marv before, and it was good. So just because davening marv today isn't good the way it was last time doesn't mean don't daven marv, right? Because it's been a spiritually enjoyable experience in the past, or a physically enjoyable experience, doesn't matter. But it's been an enjoyable experience in the past. And so the fact that it's not enjoyable right now is not a sign that there's something wrong. It's a sign that it's coming and it's going. And this is just one of the part of the regular cycle of experience, so that you can experience an enjoyable marv at some point. Marv was always enjoyable. It would never be enjoyable. Mitoch havana, and you should do this with an understanding, shezeni sayon, that this non-enjoying, it's a challenge, liros, to see, kamahu mam and b'Hashem Yisbarach b'emes, how much you actually trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how faithful you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kamahu ne'eman lo, and how much he is trusted by you, v'lo ozev oso, and how much you don't forsake him, al af hakoshi, even though things are hard. That's the measure of loyalty. That's the measure of trust and faith. Is what do you do when things are hard? Not what do you do when things are easy and good. That in and of itself is a test of lishma. It's an opportunity to test and demonstrate that what I'm doing is lishma. I wouldn't have had that opportunity if things were always good all the time. I would never even know whether what I do is really lishma or not, because my judgment and my perception of my own experience and motives is clouded by my own self-interest. So now sometimes Hashem takes away the self-interest by removing the pleasure. And now we can test ourselves and evaluate and demonstrate to him and to ourselves whether what we're doing is actually at the lishma level we might think we're doing it. But this is all true only when it's sometimes things are dark and hard. But if all of your avoda, every part of your avoda, Hashem, is constantly and always dark, lacking light, lacking pleasure and enjoyment, that requires further investigation. Because it would seem then that there's a problem in the way you're approaching avodas Hashem. If it's never good, if you're never enjoying it, if it's always grating against you and there's a disharmony in your avodas Hashem, this is a very good sign that this is not really avodas Hashem. This is what you think is avodas Hashem, but it's actually not. Because if it really was, it wouldn't be bad all the time. Uve emes, and in truth, im nisvonin, if you reflect on it nearer, you'll see. She'amal v'yagia b'zman choshech eno stira klal v'tayno v'hana. You'll see, you would notice that the truth is that actually, you know what? No, let's stop here. Let's stop at these brackets in footnote Gimel, and we'll go back to them. We'll go back to them next week. This is it continues on for a little while, and this is a decent stopping point. Okay, so. Just to recap this final point, right? He told us then that it has to be that avodas Hashem is enjoyable, but he folds into that idea or elaborates on that idea by pointing out that doesn't mean that avodas Hashem is always enjoyable or that it's always happy clappy, right? Sometimes enjoyable also necessarily involves difficulty and challenge and a lack of enjoyment. I can't ever really be enjoying my avodas Hashem if there's only ever enjoyment. And I can't ever know whether I'm doing it for my own selfish enjoyment or if I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how to move beyond doing it for myself and doing it more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I never face situations and times where I'm not getting what I usually get out of it. Those times give me opportunities to grow into a higher level of lishma, which in and of itself can be a source of greater tainug down the line. But right now, it's going to be challenging and difficult. I'm still, at the same time, because We are hardwired for pleasure, and Torah and the Torah guarantees us that Avodas Hashem is enjoyable in the grand picture, in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture. That means that if the approach to Avodas Hashem that one has is never producing, is consistently producing lack of pleasure, is not satisfying spiritually, and is constantly negative, a negative experience, that's a pretty good indication that what looks like Avodas Hashem, what you were told is Avodas Hashem, whatever other people think is Avodas Hashem, actually for you, and for every individual this is sort of different, but for you, that's not Avodas Hashem. Maybe for someone else it's Avodas Hashem, but for you, it doesn't align, it doesn't click with what is properly supposed to be Avodas Hashem for you, and that requires a shift in approach to a different form or a different path. In Avodas Hashem, where things click a little bit better. Clicking doesn't mean they're perfect and wonderful and fun all the time, but it does mean that on balance, one finds a sense of meaning and purpose and positive of affect in what they are doing. Okay, so we got to page Dalet in the middle of footnote Gimel, where the brackets begin. God willing, we will continue with this next week.